Hey y'all, welcome back to the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It's your girl Desi, and guys, y'all know I love a random but not random episode. So this one was not planned, but you know, some of the best things happen when it's unexpected. Look, I'm already giving you a word. But yeah, some of the best things, some of the best messages are revealed through unplanned events. And so before I get into today's topic, I want us to start off with a verse of the day, which is Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. Again, it is Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. And it reads, "The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." I'm going to read it again. "The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." And the subheading for this scripture was that we must choose forgiveness and grace before you need to give it, you know? And people will know that with you, that they will always have it when you do so. And I was a little confused when I read that at first, but basically what it's saying is that we need to forgive freely and extend grace, you know, with that, without the hassle, you know? And it's a... this scripture is a verse of encouragement for those who are in troubling times, for those who have experienced some trauma recently, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to receive an encouraging word when you're under, you know, when you hit rock bottom. Sometimes, you know, we're so blinded by anger and rage that we don't want to seek that encouragement because that means that we would have to grow. Listen, I'm about to get somewhere. So what God is saying is that whatever you are facing right now, it's already taken care of. Whatever circumstances that you are seeing with your eyesight, not your insight, but with your eyesight, it has already been turned around for your good. Listen, God says in this scripture, "The Lord your God is the one." The one, not the second, not the third, but the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. See, God already has the victory. God is fighting this battle for you so that you may also gain that W over your enemies. God is here for you. God says, "I'm already signed up." He says, "Listen, whatever battle you face, I'm already signed up to go. I'm already on your team." He is the team. You know, and some of us miss that because we want to do things on our own, because we're just so angry at the world, because we're just so upset that this had to happen in this way. Listen, things happen all the time and life isn't fair. Okay, nobody goes or, you know, gets throughout this life with a, you know, get out of death card. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't happen that way. And I know death is a harsh thing to handle, but God is still there for you. And with 2020, a lot of people lost a lot of family, a lot of relatives, a lot of loved ones, you know, and it's hard to, you know, get encouragement in that time. But don't let fear over or outweigh your faith. Don't let fear outweigh your faith. And don't let fear block your chance of growth. Because when we seek encouragement and when we rejoice in times of darkness, our faith grows stronger. Our feet gets more grounded in the word so that whatever storm tries to come against us next, we are ready. We're ready. We're equipped. We are prepared to, you know, get this battle going and get it over with because we trust in the Lord, because we trust that God has already taken care of it, because we know that if God is for me, then who can be against me? You already have the victory. I don't know what you're up against right now, but you already have the victory. You're probably battling cancer, heart disease, whatever it is. You already got the victory. You're probably like, "How? How do I have the victory? And I'm sitting in the hospital bed right now." Because you're talking. Because you are able to hear the words that I am saying to you right now. Because you are still living. You still have breath inside of your body. You are still being able to be seen by your loved ones. You are still working in God's purpose for your life. See, you already have the victory. The fact that you are still fighting even in your hospital bed just shows how strong you are. I don't know who this is for, but you will get through this because God is with you. And there's demons over here trying to plan your downfall, but God's saying, listen, I got your back. I got your back. And they are powerless, and God is powerful. So know that the things that they have are limited, and you have authority and permission to crush them with the power of God. Yes. So just think about what kind of encouragement that you need from God today, and try to extend that encouragement to those around you, because it's probably people who are fighting silent battles that don't want to bring it up because they don't want to, you know, put that burden on you, you know? But just extend that encouragement and extend that grace and just extend forgiveness before it even happens. So, now that I got that out the way, I want to talk about being thirsty. Yes, thirsty. I was in the car one day, and let me tell you something, I'm going to be real with you guys, like, 2020 has really stretched me to being more vulnerable, you know, to letting down my guard a little bit to people who, you know, who care about me, who are there for me. And I'm not really big on expressing myself or, you know, opening up to people, because there was a point in time where I felt like everybody was out to get me, like they wanted to use that information against me. But I can't live my life in fear. I can't live my life in fear of, you know, always looking over my shoulder, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, no, this is a choice. And I got to make that choice. Like, listen, I'm going to be who I was called to be because this is my destiny. This is my purpose. This is my calling. I'm not going to waver away from the will of God just because of fear. No, I am confident and I am wonderfully made. Like, listen, I had to start opening up to people in order for us to really build that friendship, in order for us to really build that level of trust. I had to be vulnerable with them. So 2020 has really showed me vulnerability in a way that I never would have seen it before. And so with that being said, I also found myself getting too comfortable sometimes, you know, because I've got comfortable with things being a certain way. And, you know, now that everybody's teleworking and being in the house most of the time, I find myself being lazy, okay? And I've also found myself being thirsty for things that I don't need, you know? And the main two things that people thirst for are attention and love, okay? And it can be scary, but it's just like, you got to make sure that you're not drawing from a well that was made by man, okay? Like, let's go back to the Samaritan woman. She was like, listen, this is the well that Jacob had made. Yeah, Jacob had made it. God, listen, God is the one who sent him out to make that. All right? But Jesus was like, listen, yeah, I know who made it. You know what I'm saying? I asked about that. But what I'm telling you is that if you really want to stop being thirsty, if you really want to stop, you know, being hungry and chasing after these people that don't have your interest, your best interest at heart, you need to come to me. You need to drink from my well. You need to drink from, you know, and eat from my table. And I felt that, you know, speak to my heart, because I find myself being really comfortable with, you know, certain people in my circle. You know what I'm saying? I find myself being really comfortable with, you know, old habits. And it's like, I don't want to go back to where I used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because listen, I got some things that I'm trying to get off my chest, and I got some things that I need to do in order for me to really step into that newfound self, my newfound destiny. You know what I'm saying? So God was like, listen, you're thirsting after the wrong thing. The reason that your heart feels the way it does is because you're thirsting after the things that aren't pure. You're thirsting after the things that aren't me. You know, and sometimes we thirst after people who don't align with the will of God. Let's be honest. Like, y'all, I told you, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Sometimes we thirst after people who, you know, are working for the enemy's agenda. And you just really have to be careful, because the devil comes to tempt. God comes to test. All right? And with that being said, there will be some people sent to you by the enemy to tempt you into doing things that will shatter your growth, you know, that will cause you to stumble up on your faith. And you just really have to be observant of those kind of people and the kind of attention that you're attracting, because you always want to make sure that you are following Christ's example and not your own, and that you are following the way of the heavens and not the way of the world. And So, like, again, this is random, but I just had to get this out. Like, listen, whatever you are thirsting for, you have to examine that thing. Is this of God? Okay? Because everything from God is good. All right? And it may not feel like it in that moment, but everything from God, everything that he gives is good because God is a good God. All right? And you just have to really examine the things that you are, you know, chasing after, because if you're running after things that are not of God, then you are running in the wrong direction. You know how people say, you know, I took 5 steps forward and I got knocked 10 steps back? Yeah. Just make sure you're not chasing after anything that is going to pull you away from God, and make sure you're not thirsting after a person or, you know, thirsting after attention that is not of people of the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying to, you know, cut off people who are different from you or who have different views from you. Like, no, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that you have to stay grounded in who you are and who God calls you to be. And you don't want to lose that progress just by trying to be mediocre and doing things that the average people would do. Okay? So, read the word and really study the word of God. Like, don't just listen to sermons and don't just, you know, put everything on, you know, podcasts and everything. Like, don't just lean on these things. Really take the time to read God's word for yourself and find out what that means to you and how that relates back to your life and how you can practice that word in your daily, you know, in your daily routine, and how you can extend that also into your household. So that's my challenge for you guys today, is just to really meditate on God's word and spend some time, like 30 minutes to an hour, really get down and dirty and just spend some time in God's word and figure out what it is that is speaking to your spirit. Because the word of God is so fulfilling, and the stories in the Bible are so adventurous. Like, you, I read the Bible with such imagination. It's just, it's crazy because It's brutal. The Bible can be so brutal and graphic. It's crazy. But it's just like, it's also, you know, it also has some funny parts in it, because I can see myself in this story. And I can see myself, you know, asking the questions that the disciples would be asking, like, God, are you sure? Like, you know, when you're a little hesitant about things, you'd be like, are you sure though? And it's like, you're talking to Jesus. Of course he's sure. But it's like, I had to see myself in the story, because that probably would have been me too. You know what I'm saying? It's just in our human nature. But yes, take the time today to read God's word and just figure out what that means to you and your life. And I don't want you guys to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, the Bible's about all, you know, laughs and giggles. No, I'm saying it has some funny parts in it, because I can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Bible's very serious, and everything that you need is in the Bible. Everything, like everything that you need to get to the heavens, to get to the kingdom, is in the Bible. So instead of making things harder for yourself, read the book, okay? Read the Bible. Read it. I mean, it's there for you. It's not the Bible. The Bible is not for God. It's for us, so that we may gain relationship with him by following his instructions, okay? By following his commands. You know, sometimes we just make things harder than what it has to be. Just read the Bible. It is plain and simple. Okay? And when you read it, I don't want you to read it literally. I want you to reread it over and over again. So if you are reading a chapter a day, really study that chapter. Okay? Because you're not going to get everything just reading it one time. Okay? You probably won't get it just reading it, you know, throughout that week. Something may hit you, you know, later on that week, and was like, oh, now that I experienced this, I understand what God is saying. You know, sometimes it takes you to really go through things to really understand what it is that God is trying to say to you. Okay? But yes, y'all, I challenge you to just study and spend time with the Lord, because that's all he wants, is for that one-on-one time with him, for you to really devote yourself to his will, to submit yourself to his plans for your life. So that wraps up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow my inspirational blog on Instagram at Her Devotion. And I just really hope that you all have a blessed rest of your day. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, y'all.